proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Osman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We continue our examination of Isaiah chapter 53, insofar as it deals with one described as God's servant. We look at verse 6 of that chapter, and we find that it deals with the atonement that God's servant made happen. Verse 7, which we'll pick up today, described how the servant reacted under duress. Here's what Isaiah wrote, quote, "He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth," unquote. Such an attitude goes contrary to how many people would react, especially if they underwent undeserved suffering. The usage of that phrase indicated that God's servant was not one to murmur about his travails. The Hebrew verb nagash, rendered as oppressed, hinted at external pressure exerted on God's servant, pressure exerted by outside forces. The word anah, rendered as afflicted, suggested that the servant's sufferings would function to weaken or humiliate him. We can see in the New Testament how this applied to Jesus Christ. During his ordeals, he remained silent. Matthew, in the 26th chapter of his Gospel, recorded that, quote, "When he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing," unquote. The Savior did the same thing when he stood before Pontius Pilate. Even when he hung on the cross, he did not complain about his mistreatment. The Savior resisted the temptation to compromise his beliefs in the presence of his accusers. When the high priest openly adjured him to tell them whether or not he, Jesus, was the Christ, the Savior responded in the affirmative. As a result, his adversaries mocked him and battered him. In the second part of Isaiah 53:7, the prophet continued the same thought. He employed a phrase which compared the servant to a sheep. Quote, "He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth," unquote. Various New Testament figures exploit similar analogies when referring to Jesus Christ. John the Baptist, for instance, introduced the Savior to his, John's followers, as, quote, "the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world." Philip explained to the Ethiopian eunuch in Acts chapter 8 why the words of this passage in Isaiah referred specifically to Jesus Christ. Peter, in the first chapter of his first epistle, described the Savior as, quote, "a lamb without blemish and without spot," unquote. Admittedly, the two similes in his final phrase do not exactly correspond to one another. On the one hand, killing a lamb generally is depicted as a detrimental act, at least as far as the animal goes. However, shearing the sheep produced beneficial results for that animal, such as relieving it of its heavy coat of wool. Yet, both actions emphasized a common element. When the sheep was handled, it did not cry out or struggle against those who had control of it. Compare the different reactions that the Apostle Paul and Jesus Christ manifested when they experienced mistreatment. When the high priest ordered a bystander to strike Paul, the apostle angrily reacted to that affront, as recorded in the 23rd chapter of Acts. By contrast, when the Savior's enemies struck him, he did not resist nor verbally protest against their action. He went to his slaughter, as it were, without words, a lamb dumb before his accusers. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.